Realtors.com studios. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Thursday, July 26, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to talk about the fake outrage in the press. They have their little tiny bubble world that they operate. They're the White House Correspondents Association and so forth. There was a back and forth that is now the top of the news in many places, especially Daily News. I mean, they got a picture of Bill Shine. Used to be at Fox News. He's now at the White House. You got a picture of him standing there with his arms folded, really tough. And then they've got next to him a very, you know, earnest-looking reporter, female reporter, being bullied. And underneath it, in big bold-faced letters, it says, silenced. Silenced. But was she silenced? These are the same people who are begging for us to be silenced on a daily basis. Why haven't you taken them down yet to every social media place? Very excited when some of the videos are taken down at InfoWars. Four of them in one day. And a strike issued with their three strikes and you're out policy. This on a day that Facebook has plummeted. Plummeted like 20% in one day. Folks, you and I both know that their attempts to try to have you hear no information, see no information, and not be able to share any information are not going to succeed. You're going to go elsewhere. Facebook has taken the lead on this. They're now having to step this back a little bit. They say, well, you know, their privacy model, that's really going to hurt them on Wall Street. That's the way this is being spun by a lot of the financial services. It's not their privacy. You're not getting any privacy from Facebook. Come on, give me a break. You realize that you are their product. That they have monetized your biometric data, as well as all of your tastes and preferences. They can identify your sexual preference, your religious preference, your political preference, everything about you to market you. That hasn't gone away. That's not going to go away. That's going to intensify. That's been the design from the beginning. These people, as I've said before, in China and elsewhere, Vietnam, Muslim countries, you get censorship with an iron fist. Here they put it in the nice, soft glove of private ownership. It's private ownership. We can't tell them what to do. And I have seen this my entire life. Every time we talk about this, I say I've seen it with the Press Association in the state where I lived, excluding candidates who had jumped through all kinds of hoops that had been put before them by the Democrats and Republicans to get on the ballot. Whether it's a third party or an independent candidate, you got to go through all kinds of things and expenses to even get on the ballot. Once you get on the ballot, they say, well, the debates are being run by a private organization and we can't tell them what to do. My hands are tied. My hands are washed. I have no guilt in this. No, there's still blood on your hands, Pontius Pilate of the Press Association of the government. These people work hand in glove. The iron hand of the government and the soft glove of censorship, private ownership. And, of course, it was coming then. The shutdown of political discourse is coming from the press. They've been working hand in glove with the CIA since Operation Mockingbird. This is just another tactic. It changes slightly, but it, you know, history repeats itself. It rhymes. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to take the extinction of the human race, which is really what we're looking at here, folks. It is not only sociological, the stuff that is being sold to you and manipulating, you know, the reason that they're putting this out there, the reason they're shutting people down is because they have a narrative. They can look at your metadata. They can know if their narrative is working. And so they have a certain social agenda that they want to foist upon you. And then, of course, they hedge their bets. If that doesn't work, they've also got Plan B, which is also being operated on simultaneously, and that is to make you sick so that you can't reproduce, even if you wanted to. But you're not going to want to reproduce if you accept their narrative. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Thursday, July 26, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. It was kind of interesting as we saw Jean-Claude Juncker go to the White House. And we can talk about this, guys. I'm not going to get into his background yet. I'm going to also not get into the details of the trade deal, but just give you a quick overview. Yesterday they were saying, doesn't look like this is necessarily going to work out too well. Well, the art of the deal did work, and stocks have gone soaring. Even after the major crash yesterday because of Facebook, everybody's very pessimistic about what was going to happen today. Well, stocks have soared because President Trump tweeted out, the European Union representatives told me that they would start buying soybeans from our great farmers immediately. Also, they'll be buying vast amounts of liquid natural gas. Remember, that was one of the key things that he was playing tough with them when he went to NATO, to the European Union, so forth, saying, seriously, you guys are saying you're worried about Russia, yet you're making yourselves energy dependent on them. You're not buying any defense goods from us. You're buying all of your oil and energy from them. And this is part of the art of the deal. Had a lot of people worried about what was going to happen, and now the stock market has reacted very positively to that. Some people are still wringing their hands about, oh, look, we're getting subsidies on farm products. We don't really want to see that happen. And the White House has said, that's not going to be permanent. Don't worry. We're we're going to take care of that as well. That is just a move to counter China. China decided that as President Trump came back and said, we're down $800 billion. We're going to do something about that. They said, well, then we're going to meet your tariffs with tariffs of our own. We're going to match it dollar for dollar. And it's like, you can't match us dollar for dollar in a poker game where we've got $800 billion more chips in the game. We can call your bets until you go out of business. So they said, all right, we're going to strategically target your base, the agricultural base. And President Trump says, well, all right. You've been subsidizing your people as well as putting up trade tariffs, so we will subsidize our people as part of that trade. We'll match you and use the same tactic and strategy. And so far, it's looking good, like that is going to work. Also coming up, we're going to talk about 11 House Republicans seeking the impeachment of Rod Rosenstein. I think that is a no-brainer, long overdue. I can understand that President Trump doesn't want to get involved in feeding CNN any red meat by firing him, but he is well overdue to be fired, just based on what he did just prior to the Russian summit. One of the most overt, dirty political tricks I've ever seen in my life, to undermine your own administration that way. If he had any real information, which he didn't, if you look at it, the dirty dozen, the Russians that he indicted, and it doesn't take anything to indict somebody over something. That's long overdue. So we're going to get into that as well as talking about censorship. Before we do, I want to talk about a little bit of law and order issues that are going to hit you where you are. Here's an example. This is coming from Free Thought Project out of Tampa, Florida. Rebecca Shaw, a mother of four, never been in trouble before. She breaks down on the side of the road and she's hoping, she's out of gas, stranded, and a police officer stops. She hopes he's going to help her. Instead, he decides he will run tests on drugs. And she had some vitamins that were falsely identified by this roadside test as opioids. This is a known problem with these devices. It is so much of a known problem. The errors are so obvious that courts will not allow these roadside tests being committed, conducted by these things to be submitted as evidence. They said that they have a 90% rate of failure on these things whenever they test them. Nevertheless, he tested it. It said the vitamins were opioids. He arrested her for trafficking in opioids. And they set the bail at $5,000. This young mother of four could not afford bail of $5,000. So she rotted in jail for months, 5 months. My kids were devastated. I was away for 5 months. I cried constantly. So now she's suing the Pasco County Sheriff's Office, the manufacturer of the faulty drug test kit, as the Free Thought Project put it, that was used to steal her freedom. Used to steal her freedom. And let me say that when we talk about things like this, they could have stolen her car. If they had used civil asset forfeiture, and this type of thing happens frequently, they don't have to say that you are guilty of any crimes. They don't have to charge you with any crimes. They did charge her with a crime, but they don't have to charge you with a crime to take your stuff. They just have to say, well, I think I saw a little bit of something there on the floor. Yeah, that's it. As they toss it down there, oh, I see something on the floor. I'm not saying that that's yours. That could have been your teenage son's friends who were in the car. I'm not going to charge you with a crime. I'm just going to steal your car. And if you want it back, you're going to have to sue me in court, because that's typically done to people who can't afford to sue them in court. It's not done to rich people. They've got lawyers who can get their stuff back. The poor people can't afford to sue to get their stuff back. That's called civil asset forfeiture. No, it's highway robbery. Highway robbery. Crimes committed. One of the most common crimes committed by our government. Highway robbery. And so now the taxpayers are going to be held liable for the actions of these people who are recklessly pursuing the war on drugs. Tens of thousands of people have been convicted and served time for crimes that they didn't commit, according to field drug test kits. And so that's why they came after her. Now let's talk about somebody else, too. And this is something that I saw yesterday. I even tweeted it out, and I forgot to talk about it yesterday. Can't believe it. Ross Ulbricht, Silk Road. You know, he was sentenced to 3 consecutive life prison sentences, this young man, for running a website. Now, the way they sexed up these charges in the media was to say that he had contracted murder for hire. There was an indictment in Maryland for that. But, of course, as we know, you can indict anybody for anything. The proverbial ham sandwich, because you just put that information out. You know, you make some allegations and say, all right, go ahead, do it. They never tried him for that. They never convicted him for that. He was never given any due process for that. Nevertheless, this judge who had run a kangaroo court process similar to what we saw with the Bundys, with the Hammonds and others. This judge who did it, and it's kind of interesting because we'll see a lot of people who are on the left side of the spectrum, they say, well, wait a minute, Ross had a site, you know, where people could buy and sell illegal drugs using cryptocurrency or whatever, and we don't like drug prohibition, so we kind of, you know, we're going to defend that. Well, the principle is the principle, regardless of what you like that was being sold there or not. And just like people will say, well, we don't support the Hammonds or the Bundys. The other group, the left group, will say, we don't care that they didn't have due process because we don't like them. You know, we like Ross, but we don't like the Bundys, or vice versa. Folks, all of these people, left and right, whether you're talking about small people like the Hammonds or you're talking about President Trump, we have a corrupt Justice Department that comes after whoever they wish. They rig the court systems. They hide evidence that would exonerate people, find them not, which they did in Ross Ulbricht's case. They made him look like somebody that had absolutely no resemblance. They had agents there who were operating the website, stealing money. They subsequently were charged with stealing and embezzling about $800,000, if my memory is correct. And yet, the jury was not allowed to know about any of that. The jury wasn't allowed to know that a lot of the things that were happening while Ross was being accused of doing, they had federal agents who were running the site at the time. And then they increased the sentences by saying he was doing murder for hire. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what just happened with this case. And it's very interesting. And then we're going to talk about some cases that are going on in New York and California targeting people who had the audacity to stand up to the abortion industry. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Ross Ulbricht's murder-for-hire charges have been dropped by a U.S. attorney. They never had a trial. They never had a conviction. Nevertheless, these charges, and again, and it's an indictment. It doesn't take anything to get an indictment. I hope we learned that all. Law school 101 that we've all gone to in the last year or so. Find out just how easy it is to get an indictment. All you need is a grudge against somebody. Or a ham sandwich, and you can get that indictment. And so this absolutely was meaningless, except when it came to sentencing. Because this judge who rigged the trial, just as we've seen in so many other trials, used that to give him three consecutive life sentences to make sure this young man would never get out of jail. I've spoken to his mother, Lynn Ulbricht, many times. She has wondered out loud and said it many times, as reported here by Reason Magazine. Did the fact that the murder-for-hire accusations rely on the work of federal agents who were themselves charged for crimes committed in the course of the investigation of Silk Road, would that have played a role in the failure to go to trial for those accusations? So he has, the most important thing that all of us have is to be able to answer accusations. Isn't that important? We've seen so many people smeared this last year, accused in the press, accused with meaningless indictments and so forth, never given a chance to defend themselves in public. I mean, look at Roger Stone, pulled into, he wanted to testify publicly about what was going on. No, you're not going to be allowed to testify publicly. We're going to do you in private. Because we're going to keep these smears going. So you can't even defend yourself in public with these congressional smear tactics. And, of course, they have a Department of Justice does not want to expose the work of their federal agents who have committed crimes. We saw that at the Bundy trial with Dan Love, a guy who was fired. I don't know if they did anything other than that. I mean, to these people who think that they've got lifetime employment for the federal government, it's probably a fate worse than death, let alone prison, to be fired. That's why they got so upset with President Trump when he fired Comey. And then when McCabe, even though everybody said, McCabe is crooked, we got to get rid of this guy. That still set them off when he was fired by the Department of Justice for good reason, because these people should never be fired. They have lifetime employment, and their bureaucracies have eternal life, as Ronald Reagan said. So you don't ever get rid of these people, and you don't ever revoke their security clearance. How dare you? Well, there's reports that President Trump has started that process. First they said, yeah, we're looking at it. Now there's reports that they've done more than look at it. But that news hasn't exactly broken yet. Anyway, they go on to say, talking about Ross Ulbricht, it's good that the charges have been dropped, but the government's careless use of them as media weapon to destroy Ulbricht's reputation and to encourage the sentencing judge to be far harsher than the crimes he was convicted on would actually warrant have already done their damage. This is Reason Magazine. And again, I don't think the judge needed any encouragement. She had rigged this trial. Just as we've seen in these other trials we've talked about with the Hammonds, with the Bundys, and so many people, they hide exculpatory evidence, evidence that would show somebody was innocent. They don't want that to get out there. And they work very hard to do that. It was a whistleblower that blew this thing wide open for Judge Gloria Navarro. She was happy to do that with the Bundys over and over again. Lynn Ulbricht, Ross's mother, said in a written statement, "We'll be very relieved to have this indictment against Ross finally dismissed. It was the only indictment against him that included murder for hire, which made it especially harmful. By leaving it unprosecuted for almost 5 years and leaving Ross under a cloud of unproven allegations, they poisoned Ross's case." Every time you see this reported in the press, that's the first thing they bring up. And it's not true. Charges that you were never allowed to call witnesses for and have your day in court should not be used that way. But that's what the press does. That's what the government does. She goes on to say, the Sixth Amendment's right to a speedy and hopefully fair trial was written to protect the accused from this. And as CCN points out, last month the Supreme Court denied his petition for review, for cert, unfortunately. So that's the end of the line for his legal test, perhaps. What remains is a petition that you can sign. And you can say, I've retweeted that petition, and you should sign that petition asking President Trump to reverse this persecution. He went to jail, folks, because the government wanted to make an example out of people who would set up a website where you could buy and sell things without the government's permission, the government's taxes, and so forth. It's about freedom. And it's also about cryptocurrencies. They wanted to make an example out of it. Ulbricht's case was seen by legal experts as raising constitutional questions, which led some to think that the case would get a hearing. You would think, wouldn't you? A total of 20 organizations filed briefs supporting Ulbricht's petition, including the National Lawyers Guild, the Gun Owners of America, and Reason Foundation. You would think if the National Lawyers Guild thinks that this is an important constitutional issue, and it is. It's a very important precedent for all of our freedoms. We all need to be able to have due process. Regardless of what you still think about the cases that I just named, the Bundys, the Hammonds, the Ross Ulbricht, or whatever, regardless of what you think of those things, shouldn't these people have a fair trial? And seriously, it's above this issue. It's how the Department of Justice is doing business anymore. Rigging the court system. Believe me, you don't want to see that. You don't want to be like this young mother who spent 5 months in jail because of a crooked legal system and because of aggressive cops or whatever the issue is. We all need to have due process. That includes the right to bail, as they've shut down in New Jersey. So you had New Jersey Weed Man almost 2 years, I think, in jail, waiting for trial, just like the Bundys did. They were political prisoners. It's absolutely amazing what they're doing. Ulbricht cited his Fourth and Sixth Amendment rights, said they were violated by law enforcement during the investigation and during the sentencing, and they were. He cited the fact that law enforcement officers gathered internet traffic information without getting a required search warrant. Huh, we don't need a warrant. They don't even need a warrant for the president, right? They go to the FISA court. They can lie to the FISA court. They can create a circular reference using the press. Oh, they used the press to go after Ross Ulbricht, too, didn't they? See, when they can go after the president, they can go after anybody. And unfortunately, when I look at these systems that they have set up, and I look at the response to it, the Democrats just want to go full speed ahead. The Republicans want to protect President Trump, but nobody cares about you or I. You and me, we can just do whatever, we're on our own, folks. Well, we need to stand together and stand behind Ross Ulbricht, just as the neighbors stood behind the Hammonds. And other people stood behind the Bundys as well. Their neighbors, as well as a whistleblower, exposed that. But they also claimed the judge placed an unreasonable sentence on him based in part on these allegations. That's exactly what it was. They used these allegations to put an unreasonable sentence on him. Excessive penalties and crime. Withholding evidence from people. It goes on and on and on. And I see this on every case that I look at. Every public case I look at, I see this stuff. Our system is really, really hopelessly corrupt. It's not a federal government. It is a feral government. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX, Body, it's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it's just the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Do you
you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Kraglin owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Kraglin owned base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, yerba mate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of big news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We've been talking about the corruption within the Federal Justice Department. We put justice in quotes, just as the president did the other day. That is pretty bad. President Trump is being very honest when he puts the quote-unquote Justice Department. Haven't seen a president do that before, but he's absolutely right. Let's talk a little bit about a couple of abominations in California and New York. Some state problems here. And, of course, these both revolve around abortion, protecting the abortion industry at all costs. We have the California Attorney General is accused of bias in the baby parts for sale case. This is the Center for Medical Progress. This is reported by WND. This is the undercover video that showed these people negotiating to sell body parts. You tell us what we need, we'll get them for you. And we have a way to do this. And yeah, I need to get a Lamborghini. That's what I want to get, you know, that type of thing. Maybe she was, when she said that about the Lamborghini, maybe she was just a Hollywood comedian. That, and think about that. That's the alibi she should have used. It's okay. I can sell baby parts just like I sell comedy about raping babies. I sell comedy about child rape and other stuff because, you know, I'm in Hollywood. I'm protected when I do that kind of stuff. She should have declared actor immunity. Because these people get actors' immunity whenever they talk about that kind of stuff or show that kind of stuff or even maybe do that kind of stuff, right? We're not going to look too hard at these people because they're our beloved royalty in this country, the people in Hollywood. Center for Medical Progress is talking about, again, one abortionist talked about getting a higher rate for the body parts because she wanted a Lamborghini. Such trade possibly violated federal law prohibiting any profiteering on body parts used by researchers. Well, at the very least. but you have the situation there where the California Attorney General, Attorney General Xavier Becerra, I guess is the way you pronounce his name. I'm not sure. They say he is biased. They're claiming that they want him removed because he pledged to, quote, stand with Planned Parenthood. And that's what he's doing right now. One of the defendants there wants, instead of doing anything to these people who are killing children, ripping them apart very carefully so they can salvage the body parts and then resell them to get their Lamborghinis, instead of doing anything to those people, what they did was they came after the people who reported it. You know, kind of like John Kiriakou, who reported what the CIA was doing to torture people. And he's the one who goes to jail. Not the people who did it. Not Gina Haspel, who destroyed the video evidence of it. Because like I said before, that's the last thing you want to see, right? You didn't even like those Abu Ghraib pictures. I didn't like seeing that stuff either. Imagine if you had video of Gina Haspel and her CIA ghouls torturing people. So they could get phony admissions about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq so we could go there and kill massive numbers of people and have our soldiers killed and spend who knows how much money, all for nothing. All held up and supported by the phony confessions about weapons of mass destruction that was obtained by Gina Haspel. So let's promote her for that. I severely disagree with President Trump on that issue, let me tell you. I'm not going to carry his water on that at all. I'll talk about the things that I agree with him on. I am not ever going to applaud him for that. That was a heinous situation. But you don't hear the press talking about that. Instead, it's all this Russia, Russia, Russia. That's nonsense. The stuff with the CIA is for real. Why don't they talk about that? You want to criticize President Trump? You got some things you can criticize him for. Talk about the real stuff, not the phony conspiracy theories from CNN. The CIA News Network, that's why they don't talk about this kind of stuff. Anyway, court filings noted that the video reports drew appropriate public outrage and moral indignation, and at least two entities in California have been successfully prosecuted, forced to pay almost $8 million in penalties. They've been shuttered permanently in connection with their unlawful baby parts transaction. Nevertheless, they're coming after the reporters. Just like they came after John Kiriakou, locked him up, even though we had a useless war in Iraq over the lies that came out of the torture program. All you people who defend that, I don't like Muslim terrorists. Well, I don't like Muslim terrorists either. And I don't like being gaslighted by the CIA over fake information so they can start more wars. And I don't like the idea that we got the government torturing people. I don't like the government becoming terrorists. Anyway, going back to the other, the stuff that the left applauds, the other kind of torture, the torture of innocent babies in the womb. Liberty Counsel is defending Merritt against 15 felony charges brought by the Attorney General in California to punish her for her undercover work in exposing all this stuff. They also noted that the Attorney General, Becerra and Harris, both got thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from these abortionists. Yeah, it's a clear conflict of interest, but they're not going to do anything about it, most likely. Then let's go to New York. We had New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. Remember him? You probably don't, because we've all got the attention of a fruit fly, right? He was the guy that famously flamed out after a number of women accused him of physically attacking him. But he was a high flyer in the Democrat Party for a while, until he flamed out over Me Too stuff. But he was involved in the prosecution of 13 pro-life protesters. He wanted to make an example of them. He famously said, quote, "This is not a nation where you can choose your point of view." Oh, we're going to get to that in just a moment when we get to Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and so forth. This is not a nation where you get to choose your point of view. This is not a nation where you get to share your views with the people either. Anyway, he wanted a court order to prevent them from exercising their constitutional right to speech. This is a WND story. They had approached an abortion clinic, the Choices Women's Medical Center. The judge described what the activists did that so outraged him. The judge said, some hold large signs that purport to show images of aborted fetuses. Others principally preach. Still others attempt to hand approaching patients and their companions anti-abortion literature and to engage them in conversation about the morality of their actions. Got to shut that down if you're Eric Schneiderman. This is the guy who physically abuses women for sex, and yet he doesn't want people holding signs showing what is going to happen to the babies that these women are carrying as they go into that abortion clinic. The judge found the prosecution witnesses unreliable, the evidence insufficient. She said it is notable that despite the availability of hundreds of hours of video evidence, this clinic has not cited a single video that corroborates the witness testimony, claiming near weekly violations. Instead, the video evidence contradicts their accounts. She said they exaggerate the impropriety of the defendant's conduct, and they omitted mitigating circumstances, which is great because that's typically what judges are doing in court. This judge got it right. She said, you guys are skewing the evidence. You know, when we look at the case of Ross Ulbricht and these others I've been talking about, it's the judges who are doing exactly what this judge called these people out for. She said one pro-abortion activist claimed she had been shoved, only to later admit that that no one had even touched her. And an escort who wore a wire to entrap pro-lifers and gather as much information as the prosecution used in the case was, quote, entirely not credible, said the judge, and so forth. So that has been thrown out. Now let's talk a little bit about the media. To give you an idea of where we are in this, and to set up a background, we've got Chris Hayes at MSNBC. And he says, you know, I'd like to cover climate change, but it's just a ratings killer. This is a guy who starred in an ad, according to Newsbusters, they have a link to the ad. You can see it if you want. He bikes to work in order to save the planet and so forth. But now he's getting hit on because he doesn't do enough about climate change. The problem is, as he said, every time I do this, nobody wants to hear it anymore. Nobody believes that this is a problem. He is beating a dead unicorn. They have beaten this thing to death, and they still continue to beat it, many of the people. He says, no, I'm not going to do it. However, in 1 year, this is what they did cover. Stormy Daniels, 455 times at MSNBC. And the war in Yemen, zero coverage. Zero coverage. It's killed 15,000 people. It's resulted in a million cases of cholera. With U.S. backing, a Saudi bombing campaign has done all this stuff, ground troops and so forth, but no mention of it at MSNBC. Stormy Daniels, 455 times.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
They don't tell you you got to beware with a gun. Sometimes they're not pointing a gun at you. Sometimes they're pointing an algorithm at you. Sometimes they're making allegations about you in the press. We're going to talk about that here in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some new products, some new sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. We have some new products, a powerful new line of fish oil products. We have the Ultimate Fish Oil, the Ultimate Krill Oil, and a product called Honor Roll. Now, you can try these at 25% off each, or you can get them all in a combo pack for 40% off. This is a several different products. I'm not going to go into the details about the new products, but again, that's three new products, fish oil-based, Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil, and Honor Roll, 25% off, or the combo pack for 40%. Also, our Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel is still 25% off as its new product introduction. That is a topical gel that contains nano silver, very effective for fighting bacteria and viruses that can get into you when you have minor cuts and burns and scrapes and things like that. 25% off Super Silver Gel. And we're in our final days of Defeat the Democrat Censorship sale, although we're not in the final days of Democrat censorship. We're just in the opening rounds of that, folks. That's going to be going on for quite some time. We have several products there. Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix, that's 50% off, as well as Alpha Power. And, you know, I got a text from somebody that I met at the Bundy Ranch. This guy is not a Sunshine Patriot. He's a Winter Soldier. And he told me, he said, you know, I've got this stuff for many years. One of these products, Alpha Power, which he said he's been using it with Super Male Vitality. And he said, most of the products that he would take, he said, yeah, I would take, you're not going to feel anything, folks, if you take vitamins and minerals. You may notice that you don't get sick as often if you take the right kind of supplements, if you supplement your nutrition and so forth. But you're not going to typically feel anything right away. He said, started taking Alpha Power with Super Male Vitality. He said, David, I feel and perform noticeably better. I'm not exhausted at the end of the day. Thanks for turning me on to such an amazing game changer. And I think, you know, different people find different products. I found that with Brain Force Plus. That's one of the products that's my favorite. That is also 50% off. I noticed that right away. It really does help my focus. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support, and we really do need it now because the censorship is really ramping up. I want to take a look at the hypocrisy that is coming out of the little inner clique of establishment media and people who have access to the White House Correspondents Association and so forth. So they got this little tempest in a tea storm here. And they have, and I talked about this at the beginning of the program, if you look at what was, I snapshot it on the screen. I don't know if it's still that way at the Daily Mail website anymore, if you guys pull this up. But they had a picture of Bill Shine at the very top with his arms folded, looking into the camera, really tough. And then next to him, they still have that picture of Caitlin Collins, a CNN reporter. She's very earnest and pleading. But they had this big picture of him with his arms folded in a suit, looking at the camera and her. And then underneath it, it was silenced. Silenced. What was she silenced about? And the little monopolistic guild of the White House Correspondents Association, this is a really big deal for them because she was asking some very important questions, such as, let me give you some of these. Did Michael Cohen betray you, Mr. President? Mr. President, are you worried about what Michael Cohen is about to say to the prosecutors? Are you worried about what is on the other tapes, Mr. President? Why is Vladimir Putin not accepting your invitation, Mr. President? And on and on and on. They kept trying to get out. They said the press conference is over. She's screaming this stuff at all of these pressing questions that we need to know, right? As I said before, they don't hammer President Trump on Gina Haspel or CIA torture. They don't hammer President Trump on our support of Saudi Arabia in the Yemen war. They will hammer him on the Cohen tapes. They will talk about Stormy Daniels 455 times and Yemen zero times. And then at the Sarah Sanders said, the conclusion of a press event in the Oval Office, a reporter shouted questions and refused to leave despite repeatedly being asked to do so. Subsequently, our staff informed her that she's not welcome to participate in the next event, but they made it clear that other journalists from her network could attend. So you understand that she gets in, they didn't like the way that she acted. And whether or not you agree with the actions, I want you to think about the fact that CNN and this little clique, this little guild of people, the White House Correspondents Association, are just so upset. Even Fox News, how dare the president say that this reporter can't come back? They're not banning CNN. And they're not banning her. They're disciplining her for what she did. Whether you agree with that or not, what CNN is doing is begging for an entire news organization, ours, to be taken off of the air, essentially. Taken off of social media. Why? Because we do talk about things like the CIA and Yemen and things like that. They don't want that talked about. And so the White House Correspondents Association condemns the White House. This cannot stand in our republic. The WHCA supports the prerogative of all reporters to do their jobs without fear of reprisal from the government. Oh, no, they just beg social media to take down not only us, but Fox News. They have Facebook executives have to defend to a clique of reporters why they have Fox News and atrocious InfoWars on Facebook. So they had a person, last name is Simo. Facebook's vice president of video said, to be totally transparent, I find InfoWars to be absolutely atrocious. That being said, we have a hard job of balancing freedom of expression. There's a pretty big difference, however, in what is allowed on Facebook and what gets distribution. See that? Like freedom of religion to these people. Oh, yes, you have freedom of religion. Just don't get out of your closet when you say your prayers. You better not practice your religion in public. Then we'll come after you. And so the reporter follows up and says, well, how do you limit distribution? Instead of coming out and saying, this is outrageous. Why would you try to take away Fox News and InfoWars? It's like, well, how are you going to do it? Give us some information on that. Well, we tell our algorithms that this is probably not something we want to see distributed widely. That's one way. Another way of how information spreads is with people who share the content. Now they're coming after you, folks. That's you. They're going to make sure you don't see the information if they can with their algorithms. They're going to make sure you don't hear the information if they can with their algorithms. And then they're going to try to prevent you from sharing that information in case you see and hear it. They're coming after your speech as well. That's why it's so important for us to be on other outlets besides social media. That's why the radio stations that cover us are so important. And if you're listening to this on a radio station, you better tell them that you appreciate it being covered or it's going to go away. You better support the people who support that radio station, the sponsors that are there. And the same if you're watching it on television, on cable. Support those people who are sponsoring it. Because the press wants to shut down their competition. One of the most prominent organizations you're working with is Fox News, said the reporter in a follow-up question, and they're sort of incorrigible. See, we're atrocious, and Fox News is incorrigible. They're incorrigible about proliferating a lot of misinformation. Talking about Fox News here now. See, you let this principle start, and it just keeps going. Just keeps going. Why would you want to work with an organization like that when, as you said, meaning Fox News, when, as you said, you're trying to limit the spread of false information? At this point, Rick Van Veen, head of global creative strategy at Facebook, jumped up and said, yeah, well, given that we have limited time, I'd like to keep it. I don't lead the news organization. Campbell Brown leads that. Another reporter in the background says, answer the question. And he says, oh, well, we have limited time. Another reporter says, we'll give you time. They said, well, we have a range of news shows that we're presenting, but Fox News is still on every day, including weekends. Take them off. This is the press clamoring for censorship, as I have always seen them clamor for censorship when they ran the debates, quote unquote, and they wanted to keep third parties and independents out of the debates. They want to keep you out of the debate because they can't win. Look at what is happening in New York. You've got the liberal New York Daily News announcing layoffs, and Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio are begging them to come to the government to fund their press organization. This is a statement from the governor, Cuomo. The Daily News, now owned by Trunk, is apparently firing a major portion of their reporting staff. These layoffs, says Governor Cuomo, were made without notifying the state or asking for my assistance. My father as governor came to the aid of the New York Post when it was facing difficult times. I urge Trunk to reconsider this drastic move. Stand ready to work with them and to avert this disaster. Please ask me for money. I want you to hire more liberal reporters at the failing New York Daily News. These people are losing in the free marketplace of ideas. That's why they have to stop the free exchange of information. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful Myco ZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. Myco ZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. Myco ZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes, supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Let me tell you one of the reasons why they don't want the information we have here at InfoWars to go out. Here's ISIS attacking and killing at least 215 in a southern Syrian city. These are the people that the establishment press, that the establishment political parties have trained, armed, funded. They created a base for them in Libya, an arms bazaar for them in Libya, with Hillary Clinton's overthrow of that country. And they continue to fund these people. We're going to talk about the white helmets. They are not white hats, folks. We're going to talk about this coming up in the program. We stopped the funding of the white helmets for a brief period of time. That is now resumed. State Department has now resumed that funding. So we're going to talk about that as well. Congress is looking to stop the funding of terrorists as well as to limit the Yemen war. A conference of House and Senate Armed Service Committee members have offered their joint version of the 2019 National Defense Authorization Act, reports antiwar.com. The annual military funding bill often includes a lot of policy-related amendments. This year is no different. Among these are efforts to substantially limit U.S. military operations in Yemen. It calls for a review of U.S. military operations in Yemen with a focus on reports of Emirati war crimes. Wouldn't that be interesting if we actually paid attention to what we were doing? If we had a review of this stuff. We don't have a declaration of war. We're involved. This is something else I want to talk about when I get to the White Hats. We basically have special forces involved in virtually every country in the world except about 30. About the number of countries that are now in NATO. And the Soviet Union, the Soviet Union doesn't exist anymore. That's my mistake. See, we all make that mistake. And Russia, you know, I don't know that we are directly involved in Russia right now doing any attacks. Probably not. That'd be a little bit too provocative at the moment, but they're going to make that happen. You wait. But no, we are involved in pretty much every one of the countries in the world, about 140 different countries. We've got operations going. We probably have a military budget just for our special forces that's higher than the defense budget of most of the European countries. Most of the NATO members. And so Congress is saying, you know, when we fund all this massive military stuff, why don't we take a look at what we're doing in Yemen? Even though MSNBC and CNN don't think it's important enough to talk about. They'd rather talk about Stormy Daniel and Michael Cohen. Another amendment that managed to survive the joint conference effort was Representative Tulsi Gabbard's Stop Arming the Terrorists. I just told you, they got 215 people killed by ISIS in the southern Syrian city. You won't hear that widely reported. But she said her bill would block all funding for arming Syrian rebels until the administration provides a report detailing how they plan to ensure that they aren't arming terrorist groups. We know that they are arming terrorist groups. And here's another piece of information that you're not going to see anywhere. Radioactive cesium-137 from Fukushima is now found in California wine. What is in your food and water? I've got a segment coming up. I want to talk a little bit more about censorship of the press, because quite frankly, folks, if we don't get past these efforts to censor us in social media and elsewhere, that's just the beginning. I mean, that's not, we can survive without Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. That's where a large part of the audience is nowadays, but we can survive without that. InfoWars was there long before they came around. And as they shut people down, as we see with Facebook, and we'll talk about that just in a moment, as they begin to be known for their censorship, people are going to go elsewhere for information. And when all three of them are doing it, you're going to have some other sites that are coming up. and some are already springing up. And so we can get around that. But one of the things that you can't get around is what they're putting in the food and drink and what they are putting into your mind as they control the narrative. So we're going to talk about the physical control, but we're also going to talk mostly about the psychological control that is being that is part of, actually, the purpose of social media. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. This Thursday, July 26, 2018. I just read for you in the last hour, Governor Cuomo and, of course, Mayor de Blasio is begging the failing New York Daily News. These are the people that have had one cover after the other showing things with President Trump that were pretty outrageous. I mean, they're very liberal, and even in liberal New York, the New York Daily News is failing. And so Governor Cuomo is begging them to come. Why didn't you talk to me? I've given money to newspaper organizations, that, and I'll give you money. Just come and talk to me. Come and can we talk? Write you a blank, giving them a blank check, pleading. I urge you, reconsider this drastic move. I stand ready to work with you. My dad was governor. He gave away money to failing newspapers and so forth. Please ask me for help. While they push to shut down somebody that has a conservative or libertarian point of view. And it's not just us. It's Fox News and it's the reporters who can't compete that are pushing for this to be shut down. Here's another example. You know, I talked about the fact that cesium-137 has now been found in California wine. Cesium-137 from Fukushima. Oh, we don't want to talk about that, do we? No. The mainstream media is not going to talk about that. The mainstream media that is funded by big pharmaceutical companies isn't going to talk about vaccines either, are they? No. They're going to shut down all that information. I got a report here from Natural News, Mike Adams' website here. The World Mercury Project video has been banned by Facebook, but you can see it at real.video, real.video. As I said, we're going to have alternative structures that have come up. It's kind of like going back to Star Wars, you know, Darth Vader, the tighter you squeeze the people, you know, it's like water in your hand. It's going to displace and go elsewhere. A video that has been censored by Facebook is now available at real.video. The video features Robert F. Kennedy Jr. of the World Mercury Project warning about the epidemic of vaccine-induced degenerative disease sweeping across developed nations. In the forbidden video, he names ADHD, autism, autoimmune diseases, rheumatoid arthritis, juvenile diabetes, asthma, and food allergies. He said, "We know from science that all of these diseases can be caused by the ingredients in vaccines. You think it's a good idea to inject aluminum into your bloodstream? Well, the vaccine companies do. They put the aluminum in there as an irritant to your immune system. They call it an adjuvant. It's like, you know, these vaccines don't work unless we put stuff in there like formaldehyde and aluminum, And then we get some antibodies created. Well, you also get some other issues, too, don't you? They don't want you to read the insert. They don't want you to hear this news. As a matter of fact, when we gave them immunity in the 1980s, Del Bigtree, who was working with him, they just had a big FOIA request. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was the lead lawyer on this. They had to sue Health and Human Services, said, show us what you're doing to promote vaccine safety, to monitor vaccine safety and so forth. You were charged with doing this when we gave legal immunity to the vaccine companies back in the mid-1980s, 1986, quite frankly. And so for 32 years, we'd like to see what has happened in the last 32 years. They stonewalled them. They had to sue them. And when they got to court, they said, well, we don't have any documents because they haven't done anything to monitor safety of vaccines or to make them more safe or whatever. Haven't done anything. RFK Jr. said, we know that the epidemic of these diseases exploded after the dramatic expansion of the vaccine schedule that took place in 1989. Why would that happen? Why did they need legal immunity? Because so many people were suing them, they complained the federal government will go out of business. So that's like, it's a little bit, maybe a decade before that. It's like Ford going to the Department of Transportation, or actually be the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, and saying, we got this exploding gas tank situation, which basically we could have fixed for like $50, but the corporate decided that the risk was so low that we would go ahead and take the chance of a few people getting killed instead of going back and fixing this design flaw. So, but we got this exploding gas tank thing here. We would like for you to give us legal immunity for exploding gas tanks in our cars, because otherwise we might go out of business. You know, that type of thing. Any other company has to stand behind their product and is responsible if they damage people because of maliciousness or because of negligence, but not the vaccine companies. No, no, not them. Facebook, YouTube, and Google are all in the conspiracy to silence legitimate questions about vaccine safety, says Natural News. That's right. It's about silencing the report. So as this is going, you have yesterday Zuckerberg personally losing $16.8 billion. The Facebook stock plunged $150 billion, about 20% it plunged. I don't know if it's recovered today or not. But that's the consequences of censorship and control. And yet it's being spun by Reuters this way. Listen to the headlines from Reuters. Facebook's grim forecast. A privacy push will erode profits for years. Well, you can pretend that it's about privacy. You can say, well, this is new regulations from the European Union and so forth. Folks, there is no privacy on Facebook. This is all spin. It is not privacy that is causing the profits to erode. It is the censorship and what people realize finally that is being done. I mean, they start to understand. If you look at the Cambridge thing, you understand that they were selling this stuff. This wasn't anything new. Are you any better with the fact that maybe instead of buying this information, government agencies or even other corporations can scrape it off of Facebook because you put that information out there in public for people to look at that stuff? Anybody, including the Chinese government, can and does set up databases of American biometric information. We just had the governor of New York who's begging the New York Daily News to ask him for money. He was just begging about the fact that they've got biometric facial identification at their toll booths. They said, yeah, a lot of people will look down or look away as they're going through it. So we got that solved. We got their ears. We can recognize them based on their ears. They've got enough data on you already that they can recognize you at the toll booths by your ears. That's not just a video imaging thing. They've got to match it to a database somewhere. They've got a database of everything about you. Your face, your walk, your ear. I mean, it's insane. And so this story that was on WRAL a couple of days ago, with regulators wary, Facebook is poring over its prize asset, your face. When Facebook rolled out facial recognition tools in the European Union this year, promoted the technology as a way to help people safeguard their online identities. See, it's not a bug. It's not a deletion of your privacy. It's a way to safeguard your identity. You give us your face and your ear and all these other aspects of your fingerprints or whatever, And now you don't have to worry about passwords. You don't have to worry about somebody stealing your identity. Oh, really? I think it was just stolen. Or I gave it away to Facebook, to corporations, to governments. Facial recognition technology allows us to help protect you from a stranger who is using your photo to impersonate you. That's a great spin on it. Researchers unmask anonymous Twitter accounts, and they do it with 97% accuracy using machine learning. See, they don't even need your face. They don't even need your ear. They can do it by looking at your activity. So when you have these liars, like Michael Hayden and others say, we're just taking the metadata. It's nothing important. We're not actually listening to your phone conversations or reading your emails. It's just your metadata that we're analyzing with algorithms. And it's like, yeah, it's the metadata. That is the most important thing. When you look at geospatial intelligence, which has been the fastest growing part of the snooper society, the surveillance state, they look at your activity-based intelligence, ABI. They look at your, they want to master the human domain. So they have human domain analytics. And these people are doing it by looking at tweets. They said a group of 10,000, they had an individual, they could identify an individual user in a group of 10,000 using just 14 pieces of metadata from their posts on Twitter. And they could do it with 97% accuracy. This is what they have created. This is what they will protect.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the Glovelist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Maybe you just need to walk away from Facebook. It's a bit harder to walk away from Google. There's other search engines out there. Plenty of other search engines. If you want to use Google, you can even go through a portal that's going to anonymize you. Here's a quote from Wired Magazine. It's Beatrice Perez of the University College of London said, "The problem with metadata is that people think it's not a big deal." See, these people who want to know everything about you, every detail of your life, and I'm talking about the government as well as the corporations, obviously, both of them, governments and corporations, the omniscient, all-powerful, all-present, God-like governments and multinational corporations. They want to know everything about you, and they want to keep we the people totally in the dark, hiding everything from us, even how they obtain the information about us. They don't want us to know. As I was saying before we went to break, researchers at the University College London demonstrated they could identify a Twitter user with a staggering 96.7% accuracy using only their tweets and publicly available metadata that they just run through an algorithm. They said they only needed 14 pieces of data, metadata, to identify one person out of a group of 10,000. They said, furthermore, if they broadened their scope to the 10 most likely candidates, then the algorithm's accuracy rose to 99.2%. A single tweet reportedly contains 144 fields of metadata. It is the metadata. They want that information. They can algorithmically identify you. And, of course, the Chinese government is the beta test site for all this stuff. They are way out ahead of everybody else. And there was an article on Business Insider where they went to a couple of these companies, SenseTime and MegVII. I don't know, MegVI, they try to pronounce that. It's a Chinese name. And so they're talking about these two startups. I said they're going to be the world's leaders in real-world development of facial recognition software because they've got the Chinese government, which is absolutely not even interested in trying to cover this stuff up. They're just right out there with it. They're in your face, if you will, about facial recognition and other biometrics. So the companies have primarily gotten attention due to their use by the Chinese police to find criminals. Yeah, people jaywalking across the street. They're instantly identified and fined. And they're so proud of that. They don't try to hide it. Here in America, again, they try to hide behind these so-called private companies. I find it interesting that, as I said before, it's a very interesting coincidence that as DARPA was being criticized for their creepy logos and slogans saying total information awareness and having this octopus and eyeball that's like, you know, tentacles around the world and everything. Everybody said, I don't know that we want to go there. Even in the wake of 9/11, I don't know that we want to go there. And so they shut down that. They renamed that, I should say. They just rebranded it. And they had a program called LifeLog, where they're going to keep track of everything about your life, all the little details about your life, so they could completely profile you and have it in their database. And the day they shut down LifeLog was the day that Facebook was born. Interesting. One goes away, the other one pops up. But it's private. It's private. It just happens to be funded with a lot of venture capitalists who are big wigs within DARPA and that circle of friends. So this is one person writing this article for Business Insider said, "Oh, I went there. They got my face. As soon as I got my face, I was instantly recognizable everywhere to them." So the demonstration was futuristic. cool and unsettling. The company says that they see tons of applications, including things like financial services, e-commerce, retail, identity verification. See, those are the things that they're going to use as selling points to get you in. So you need to use this for banking and for retail and for buying and so forth. What they're then going to do is use that for law enforcement. That's the ultimate thing that they do here. And they've become the world's largest AI startup. They raised $600 million because, see, this is where artificial intelligence is going. I'm not worried about, certainly it isn't coming right away. We have to be concerned, I think, about artificial intelligence taking things away from us, but also putting hands in the power in the hands of a few corporate and government individuals working hand in glove. I think that's really what we have to be concerned about. And you can see it here. This is how applied AI, not general AI, not self-aware Skynet that's going to start coming after us, but the killer robots that are controlled by, you know, one or two people back at headquarters, where they don't have to get the compliance of human beings. Just got a couple of guys running the levers. And this is what is really concerned. The applied artificial intelligence is what I am very concerned about. So we have Facebook being asked to justify InfoWars and Fox News. How can you justify having InfoWars and Fox News in existence on Facebook? And then they admit that they blocked a Republican candidate's pro-Second Amendment ad. This is Florida State Representative Matt Caldwell. The Tampa Bay Times reported that his ad had been blocked on Facebook. They blocked news that the NRA had endorsed him for Florida Commissioner of Agriculture. His campaign said they received a message from Facebook which said, "We have not approved your ad. Your ad can't promote the sale of weapons or ammunition." What he was promoting was the fact that he was endorsed by people who support and endorse the Second Amendment. That is not allowed by Facebook. And he responded by saying, "Facebook's illiberal agenda is keeping our campaign for Commissioner of Agriculture from sharing our message." Actually, that was my term. He said, "Facebook's liberal agenda." It is an illiberal agenda. It is not about liberty. We ought to take that word back from these people who stole it. These socialists steal everything. They don't just stop at your money and your rights. They even take the labels and call themselves liberals. They don't support liberty in any way, shape, or form. A liberal used to be somebody who supported liberty. Anyway, but that's what they don't like. They won't let this guy advertise the fact, as he's running for political office, that he was endorsed by the NRA. So Facebook will not approve that. However, they are sponsoring socialist Ocasio-Cortez's, the conference where she's going to be a keynote speaker. This is a Democrat conference touted as the nation's largest annual gathering of progressives. It's called Netroots Nation. And they're going to have things there like menstrual equity. whatever that means. I don't think that means paying royalties to banjo players. I don't think so. But they're going to have youth-led campaigns to promote social justice, of course. Of course they will. And Facebook is fine with that. Facebook is going to pay for the menstrual equity social justice warriors out there. But they are not even going to allow somebody to pay them to put an ad out. It kind of reminds me of when we had Obamacare and ABC News camped out at the White House with Obama every day telling us all how wonderful and affordable health care was going to become. Didn't happen, did it? You weren't allowed to keep that health care plan that you had, and you weren't allowed to even keep the same rates. They jacked them up. And so the Republicans said, "Well, you're promoting this around the clock every day. There, we need some equal time. We're not giving you equal time. Well, we'd like to buy some ads then to counteract your propaganda campaign on behalf of the Obama administration." So we're not going to sell you the time. That's what Facebook is doing. Facebook is paying to push this socialist Democrat agenda. And I'm being redundant. The socialists are Democrats. The Democrats are socialists. And yet they won't allow somebody to even buy ads to talk about the fact that they have an NRA endorsement. That's where we are. Now, when we come back, folks, I'm going to talk about the white helmets and I'm going to talk about war. So stick with us. It's going to get interesting.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body.
FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all-new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, we've had, and we've reported on this for years, how the elite are planning on and questioning whether they're going to do soft kill or hard kill. In other words, are they going to create a nuclear war, which they seem to be engineering towards? As Joel Skousen points out every time he comes on, says, look what they're trying to do. They're trying to invite a nuclear exchange. I mean, you can see that pretty obviously in the actions of the Democrats now, can't you? They really do want it badly. The global establishment wants this very badly. But, you know, it could be something like a nuclear exchange. It could be something like Disease X that the CDC loves to talk about and so forth. You know, they're bringing in now all of these. We've had a global pandemic before. There were more people killed by the flu during World War I than were killed in the actual war. And that wasn't weaponized by our government. We had Operation Paperclip after World War II. We brought in the monster scientists from the Nazis and the Japanese armies who had experimented on soldiers and other people. And we said, come do that for us. And now we're bringing in diseases, viruses, bugs. There was a story that we covered, it's been about 3 years ago now, I think, at Tulane. And these people have been at the center of a lot of mysterious outbreaks of things like Ebola and so forth. But at their primate research center, they had brought in a very rare and dangerous disease on its own. Burkholderia pseudomallei is what they called it. It gets into the soil. They bring in things like that because they hope they can use them as select agents. You know, when you go back and you think about the movie Alien, think about that creepy guy who worked for the corporation. And he was exposing everybody on the ship and everyone that's trying to preserve this alien so he could bring it back for the corporation. Yeah, we could use that. We could use that as some kind of a war thing or something, right? That's the way these guys think. He was the personification of the weaponized biological agents, the special agents that the CDC likes to talk about. They bring in rare and dangerous diseases. Then they try to make them more dangerous, harder to kill, and easier to transmit. That's what the weaponizing part is, when they turn them into a special agent. And then they're incredibly careless about this. One would say unbelievably reckless. So much so that you have to ask yourself if this is intentional, as they ship live anthrax around people to be used for training purposes and so forth, or as they did at the Tulane Primate Center. They let the Burkholderia pseudomallei get out of a level 3 biosafety lab and get out to the primates in the wild in this 500 acres. So they, and then one researcher goes out and comes down with the disease and said, well, they didn't catch it there. She got exposed to it somewhere else for sure. It's like, yeah, okay, fine. So, I mean, it could be a pandemic that happens accidentally because of their carelessness that has been exposed so many times to create things that are this dangerous and not to have sufficient controls is absolutely irresponsible, or it could be deliberate. So they look at this and say, well, we're going to soft kill people with some out-of-control technology. Of course, there's new technologies that can get out of control. We're talking about artificial intelligence. You know, it can be weaponized for specific use by a few people. Or maybe it will get out of control. Or you might have nanotechnology get out of control. Or you might have the genetic modifications get out of control, even worse than the weaponized biological agents or nuclear weapons. There's a lot of things that can happen like that with a big event. So they have their bunkers and so forth. And there's just an article came out a couple of days ago in The Guardian where a guy was talking about how he gave a special briefing. He thought he was talking to 100 people. He gets there and they're paying him about 50% of his annual salary. And he said, I found out that there was only 5 hedge fund managers there. And they wanted to talk about how to survive the event. They felt it was coming. These are not necessarily the guys that are going to be creating the event. They're just trying to figure out how they can survive. And it offended the liberal sensibilities of this guy at The Guardian because it's like, they're just worried about their own survival. They didn't care about me or general humanity. And, you know, these people and this guy, The Guardian, they see humanity as a virus. I've talked about this many times. The Gaia theory. This is something that's been very popular. Gaia, Earth. It's this pagan idea that the Earth is some kind of a magical living entity that just happened by chance, wasn't created. And human beings have not been given dominion and stewardship over it. No, we are a virus and we have to be stamped out. And so this is the attitude of these people. We've got to get rid of these other people because they're a threat. Just as these guys are looking at it and they're saying, well, we can build a survival bunker and we can survive most of these potential events. But then what do we do about the other people who happen to survive because they're going to come after us? Or even the people that we have as bodyguards there. Once we don't have our leverage anymore over them with our money, once that doesn't mean anything, they're going to come after us for our food. And just throw us out. You know, it's going to be survival of the fittest. So what do we do? Well, that's a good question. Are they going to do it with a hard kill like that, or is it going to be a soft kill? Let's talk about the soft kill aspect of this, because we've talked about the hard kill many times. And here's where it starts. This article that came out on RT 2 days ago. Japanese are facing extinction. How are the Japanese going extinct? Well, it's not disease X. It's not a nuclear holocaust. It's not artificial intelligence or nanotechnology or genetic engineering. They're facing extinction because they are turning to silicon sex dolls. That's your soft kill. As Japan's birth rates fall below the 1 million mark last year, experts have pointed the finger at the rising popularity of sex dolls. They say the experts warn that sex dolls are fueling a national mood of loneliness and alienation. It's the next step, folks, after smartphones and Facebook. See, those are the training wheels to get you. You're already isolated and lonely because you don't engage with people, especially the young generation. They don't get out there and engage with people. They don't even aspire to that. They're just perfectly fine sitting inside, never going out. 7 hours a day, kids now are getting outside of the house. They're perfectly content to sit there and stare at their little black mirror. And so why wouldn't they then turn for some physical contact to a plastic sex robot? Says it's fueling a mood of loneliness and alienation, making people less interested in human relations and in procreation. By design. By design. And one of the people says, it looks like a doll, but you feel as though it's really alive. And so this guy regularly teams up with his friend who also owns up to 20 dolls. He's got a harem. And they go on drives or trips to the park, and these two guys pose the dolls alongside each other on the park benches and take photographs of their dolls as they're posing them out in the public. There's some of the pictures of this stuff. Joking about the human qualities of their inanimate partners, remarking about how tense or nervous one looks. Do you think this is insane? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think that people, if you pull somebody out, just as we had lady who was put in jail for a first-time offender, and they gave her this long mandatory minimum sentence, a black lady, and she got released, and the first one of the things she said was, I get out, and she said, everybody's just looking at their phones now. They don't look at you face to face. Imagine if we went back 30 or 40 years and somebody pulled somebody forward from that time and had them look at what we're doing right now. They would say we were absolutely insane. Just as we can look at these people in Japan taking their sex bots with them. They're little sex dolls. They don't even do anything. They don't even talk or speak or blink. Just taking them and posing them and taking pictures of them. As one expert at a research institute in Tokyo said, the dolls pose an existential threat to the future of a country where the population is estimated to decline by a third within the next 30 years. The biggest problem in Japan, they said, is the decline in birth rate and population. It's being called a natural disaster. The Japanese are at a crossroads, facing a threat of extinction. We are an endangered species. The Japanese are the canary in the coal mine. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how this manifests itself. And I'm going to tell you somebody who talked about that in 2013 and has become public enemy number one worldwide. Worldwide. Every problem is blamed on this person. And maybe it had to do with the fact that he said this was going to happen 5 years ago.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX, Body, it's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, Researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to get into the extinction of the human race. We have two different plans for soft kill. One of them is physical, the other is mental and social. I just told you about the Japanese are facing extinction, quite literally. Fell below the million mark last year in terms of birth rates. They say it's going to have their population is going to decline by at least a third in the next 30 years. It's going to be faster than that, folks. Once this starts, it goes very quickly, as we see places like Italy, for example, where they used to have the highest birth rate, largest families. Only cost them $3,700 to get these synthetic dolls, like the one guy said. There was a void in my heart, he told the documentary makers. When I met them, and he's talking about inanimate, unthinking sex dolls. They don't even pretend to have any artificial intelligence in them. When I first met them, my life became inextricably bound to them. Since these girls appeared in my home, and thanks to them, I haven't felt lonely anymore. So that's what men are looking for. I'll tell you what the women are looking for and how the globalists are very cleverly supplying that. And then how they're going to supply the babies to the extent that they need them. They don't think they really need them. But before we do, real quickly, I need to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. We have some new products. We have some fish oil products, three of them that we put out, the Ultimate Fish Oil, the Ultimate Krill Oil, and Honor Roll. You can try them. 25% off, or you can get them all in a combo pack for 40% off. We also still have our Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel, a way to get nano silver on topical cuts and scrapes. keep it on there with that gel. NanoSilver is very effective at fighting bacteria and virus. And you can get that now 25% off the Super Silver Gel. And finally, we have our Defeat the Democrat Censorship sale is about to end, but you can still get things like Alpha Power, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, and others 50% off. And we still have a couple of other things on sale. Brain Force is 50% off. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 40% off. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, that's what funds this programming. We really, really do appreciate your support. All right, so the way that they get to the men just want some quiet companionship, right? So you got it there with a plastic doll that can't talk. The way they come after the women is a little bit different. The women want relationships. So you have to give them a different type of relationship. Instead of having a family relationship, you want to get them tied into politics and work. And that's what they're doing with the young children in the UK. They have an organization there called Girl Guiding UK. And they give out badges, you know, kind of like Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts here. They've given out badges. They've been around since 1909 in the UK. And now they have these new badges that they've grouped under six themes. Listen to this. Express myself. Be well, know myself, skills for my future, have adventures, and take action. Now, none of this stuff is bad. It's just that it's replaced things that they used to be able to get badges for, like home skills and being a musician or something. Those are gone. And so now it is politically focused, and it is focused on the types of liberal agendas that we have seen here in the U.S. Things like women. Manifestos, I guess is the way you pronounce it, you know, manifesto. So they call it a womanifesto. They still got the word man in there. You got to get that out. And analyzing media for bias, writing to politicians in place of badges that used to be related to things like home skills and learning music and so forth. You can also get badges for campaigning, for voting, for being a conscientious consumer. For taking action, you can have things like craftivism, which involves crafting items that make a statement that advocate for change or that challenge injustice and so forth and so on. All right, so thoroughly politicize them and take away anything that has to do with a traditional role of family. So just killing those natural desires. You know, and again, men don't typically have a desire for a relationship, but they will pursue that. If they can get something else. So you offer that thing to them directly. So they don't have to have a relationship with the women. They just want to be in charge. So put them in charge of politics starting at a young age. And here's more example of this here in our country. We got a millionaire Democrat. His name is Scott Wallace. And he wants to tax parents who have more than two kids. Because why? Because he says you're a, quote, irresponsible breeder if you've got more than two kids. So this is a Democrat congressional candidate in Pennsylvania. This is a guy who wants to go to Washington and write laws for you. He wants to tax parents who have more than two children, calling them irresponsible breeders. He has donated $7 million over that to population control groups in the past. He has also supported, of course, Planned Parenthood and the National Organization for Women. And he thinks that the tax would be on the privilege of irresponsible breeding. See, these people who want to give you carbon credits, now they're going to give you child credits. But not the way that you thought. You're not going to get credit for this money that you spend on your child's stuff. No, you're going to be exchanging these credits. What they want to do is allow women, if they have more than two children, if they buy the license from other women who don't have kids. So just like you trade carbon credits, then women could change credits to have babies. That's the kind of authoritarianism that these people want to impose on you. Between 97 and 2003, this guy, Wallace, who wants to be a congressman from Pennsylvania, gave $420,000 to Zero Population Growth. That was formed by that idiot Paul Ehrlich. Population bomb and all that kind of stuff, right? The world was going to implode on itself because we had too many people. A 1968 brochure they put out advocated abortion to stabilize population growth. They claimed no responsible family should have more than two children. They sold that idea to China, by the way. And this is also a group that he funded. He gave $20,000 to CASE, I guess, the Center for the Advancement of Steady State Economy. This group thinks that economic growth is undesirable as well. Not just population growth, but any economic growth is undesirable. Anybody that thinks that economic growth is undesirable has to run as a Democrat. That is what they do. Everything that they do is targeting economic growth for you. They don't want you to grow economically. They don't want your family to grow. These people, Paul Ehrlich and these others, sold this idea to the Chinese. They had the one-child policy, if you remember. It's created a massive disruption in their demographics, created a great deal of heartache there. It's created forced abortions. And now even China is rejecting that. See, here's the takeaway here, folks. The Democrats are more communist and authoritarian than the Chinese and the Russians. That's one of the reasons why they're coming after Russia. China considers economic incentives to have couples have more children. They realize their mistake. But it's not just telling the little kids, you can get a badge if you don't want to have kids. We'll get you involved in these other things. You know, it's fine to do the other things, but they don't want them to have families, and neither does Hollywood. You know, we've talked about all the different jokes. You got Rick and Morty creators doing baby rape videos and so forth. You even had the Marvel director, Lexi Alexander. She said, I get it that the alt-right is going after Hollywood, but is it normal to have that many high-profile people within one industry who love to make jokes about pedophilia? And then she said, an estimated 25% of girls and 16% of boys experience sexual abuse before the age of 18. LOL. Yeah, let's laugh about that. And then she had to delete her account because she did that. It's absolutely amazing. Where does this go back to? You know, it's kind of interesting. There was an article from theduran.com that said, is this the speech that made Putin public enemy number one? Going back to 2013, just before all the anti-Russia stuff started? Now, I don't know if that's the case or not. Maybe it's just that Hillary Clinton got what she wanted out of them and then wanted to appease the military-industrial complex. But listen to what he had to say, because it's true nevertheless. This is what Putin said in 2013. Another serious challenge to Russia's identity is linked to events taking place in the world. We can see how many of the Euro-Atlantic countries are actually rejecting their roots, including the Christian values that constitute the basis of Western civilization. They are denying moral principles and all traditional identities, whether it's national, cultural, religious, even sexual identities. What have I just told you here? They're implementing policies that equate large families with same-sex partnerships, and they equate belief in God with belief in Satan. The excesses of political correctness have reached the point where people are seriously talking about registering political parties whose aim is to promote pedophilia. Or, to promote the people who are minor attracted persons, I would say. It's that people in many European countries are embarrassed or afraid to talk about their religious affiliation. But they're not embarrassed or afraid to make jokes about raping babies, to do videos about that, to talk about pedophilia. No, you have to be ashamed, not only in Hollywood, but other people have to be ashamed if they have religious affiliations. But pedophilia, that's nothing to be ashamed of. Yeah, that's the joke, right?
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You're always just talking about one tweet by Lexi Alexander, an Academy Award-nominated filmmaker. He said, is it normal in an industry to have this many people joking about pedophilia? Well, it's just a joke. Lighten up, you conservatives. She says, I'm not a conservative. He says, is it funny that 25% of girls and 16% of boys are sexually assaulted before they're age 16? LOL. No, it's not a joke. But see, certain people can make jokes and others can't. We saw that happen with Roseanne Barr, of course. And if you don't stand with people, they will come for you. First they came for Roseanne, then they came for InfoWars, then they came for Fox News. And this whole time they've been coming for you too. They don't want you to see certain things. They don't want you to hear certain people's points of views. And they have absolutely no humor. These humorless authoritarians have no humor except when it comes to pedophilia jokes and baby rape jokes. Then they've got, oh, that's really funny. Come on, lighten up, you guys. You know, one of the videos they took down, we got an article on InfoWars from Paul Joseph Watson. CNN lies about the banned InfoWars videos, pushing censorship again. You know, they have lobbied YouTube and Facebook and congressmen to censor us on all these different platforms. CNN has, because they're failing so miserably. And all these people who don't have any problem with James Gunn and these others who are making jokes, you know, because it's a joke. Well, they didn't like the joke, the single joke that Roseanne Barr did. And I clearly understand that she had no idea that Valerie Jarrett was black. She's born in Iran. She's raised in Iran. She does have two black parents. She's actually more black than Barack Obama is. You know, he's half white. Nobody likes to point that out. But Valerie Jarrett doesn't look black. And yet, you know, she makes a joke that was tangentially could be misconstrued because, you know, she's, but they don't have any sense of humor about that. They don't have any sense of humor about one of these videos that we have here where you have, they say, well, this is bullying and child endangerment, because the video shows a kid who just keeps hammering this one guy, getting in his face and pushing him. The guy gets up, he's walking, and the kid won't get away from him and just keeps hitting on him and hitting on him. And finally, the guy turns around and shoves the kid down. Right there, you see, he's hammering on the guy, and he's pushing on him, and finally he just turns around and shoves him down, and the kid's not hurt. But he sits there whining like a little snowflake about that. And so that's what they don't want you to say. It keeps hitting him, and so finally he just shoves him down. But they don't want you to think of that as a joke. The whole thing was done as a joke. It was in the context of a joke, but that's not funny. Nobody's jokes are funny except the pedophiles' jokes. Nobody's jokes are funny except the people who are leftists, because they weaponize this stuff. That's part of the campaign to do this. You know, we've got even people on the left now are getting, you've got a war between the lesbians and the radical feminists there and the transgender activists. So Facebook has blocked links to a women's rights group. Said, we've got transphobia complaints. It's a group called Women's Place UK campaigning for women-only spaces. See, they're not, you know, you got the lesbians who want to get out now in the UK. They want to get out of the LGBT. They said, don't keep us in this group because we don't like the idea that men can identify as women. We are women and they're not women. And we want women-only spaces and so forth. So this whole coalition is ultimately going to turn inward on itself, just like the French Revolution did. They ultimately cut the heads off the leaders there. And now you're starting to see this type of thing happening. You got the radical feminists going to war with the trannies. But it never ends, this kind of political correctness. And what they're doing to InfoWars is simply an excuse. Same type of excuse that they use to go after Roseanne Barr. But always make an excuse for these other people. When we come back, I want to tell you about the physical aspect of extinction. The designed extinction. The designed soft kill. Yeah, they may have a hard kill event. They may do it deliberately. They might even do it on accident. But they've got that soft kill. It's just working just fine for them and is well underway. We'll be right back.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the ProPure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. As I was saying before we're going to break, it's kind of interesting to go back and look at this speech from Vladimir Putin in 2013. I'm not saying he's a great guy. I don't think he's any worse, quite frankly, than John McCain, who has had his dirty little hands in a lot of dirty secret little wars. You know, he's a political leader. He does, he gets involved in wars. He gets involved in going after his political opposition. But he told some very inconvenient truths in 2013 about the state of the West. You know, it's kind of interesting. There's an old saying that when Satan talks to you about God, he lies. But when he talks to you about you, he's telling the truth. And that's kind of it's that way with the foreign press. You know, when they talk about their own government or their own people, they'll lie, just like our press lies. But when they talk about another country, they'll usually show it in the harsh light of reality. And so regardless of what you think about Russia, 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 this speech from 5 years ago, I think sheds a harsh light of reality on where we are right now. The fact that we have people in Hollywood, and you don't hear CNN saying, can you shut down the Twitter account of James Gunn or some of these other people? They're trying to normalize behavior. It begins with jokes, talking about stuff that people were ashamed to talk about. They were embarrassed to talk about it. It was taboo. Let's get that out there. Let's use this particular word or this particular concept. Let's act this out for the little kids who are watching my cartoon. Let's get this out of the closet. And then after we get it out of the closet and get people accustomed to it, say, hey, it's just a joke. Lighten up. It's just a joke. You get used to the terminology, the concepts, and then they present them as victims. They are minor attracted persons. They're not pedophiles. They're attracted to minors. Now, they're not acting on it, so give them a break. They just have a natural attraction. They were just wired that way to be attracted to children. So just give them a break. They're not acting on it. Then you accept that. Then the next step is, they're acting on it. But, you know, it's just, they were just made that way. So just give them a break. And yet, what are we embarrassed about? Going back to Putin's speech 5 years ago, he said the excess of political correctness has reached the point where people are seriously talking about registering political parties whose aims is to promote pedophilia. People in many European countries are embarrassed or afraid to talk about their religious affiliations. Holidays are abolished or even called something different. Their essence is hidden away, as is their moral foundation. See that? We're afraid to talk about our cultural, historical, and religious foundations. We're afraid to talk about religion. It has to be hidden away. We can talk about the pedophilia. We can talk about baby rape and all this other perverse stuff out of Hollywood. They can do movies about all their perversions, like Harvey Weinstein, all these people. They can act out their fantasies on the screen. And then people are appalled when they find out that they do this kind of stuff in real life, and worse in real life than they put up on the screen. But that's okay. You hide your religious beliefs and your affiliations. Let's change or abolish these religious holidays. That's what's happening in the West. He sees it very clearly. Not just Putin. It was Alexander Solzhenitsyn. He spent most of his life in a Stalinist gulag because he told the truth about the Soviet Union. He finally got to the West. He looked at the West and said the same things that Vladimir Putin is saying. And eventually he went back to Russia, you know, and there's no perfect place here on earth, right? But he was more offended. And of course, Russia is not the Soviet Union. It is not Stalin's Soviet Union. They've had something of a religious rebirth there, just as they have seen communism lose favor, as it's being embraced here by the Democrat Party that is more communist than Russia. Anyway, they said he goes on to say, Putin says, people are aggressively trying to export this model all over the world, this model of perversion. I am convinced that this opens a direct path to degradation and primitivism, resulting in a profound demographic and moral crisis. What else but the loss of the ability to self-reproduce could act as the greatest testimony of the moral crisis facing a human society? Where did I begin with all this? The fact that the Japanese are facing extinction because they can't get attached to real human beings, only to sex dolls. And that's exactly what he said 5 years ago is going to happen throughout the West. He goes on, without the values embedded in Christianity and other world religions, without the standards of morality that have taken shape over the millennia, people will invariably lose their human dignity. We consider it natural and right to defend these values. One must respect every minority's right to be different, but the rights of the majority must not be put into question. You understand that? You respect minority rights, but you don't let the minority tyrannize the majority, which is what is happening in the name of political correctness here in this country. He said, at the same time, we see attempts to somehow revive a standardized model of a unipolar rule and to blur the institutions of international law, national sovereignty. A unipolar, standardized world does not require sovereign states. It requires slaves. Okay, slaves. That's the way that they are coming after you with soft kill. What are they going to do when nobody has any interest or even physical ability to reproduce? Because, you know, we've got chemicals in the food, WRAL and back in North Carolina pointed out, they said, chemicals in the food are harming children, says the pediatricians group. This is the American Academy of Pediatrics joining other medical and advocacy groups and saying that it's the plastic in our food and containers, the plastic that lines our canned foods. And this is something we've been talking about for a long time. How did they, what is one of the major complaints that they like to troll Alex Jones and InfoWars about? You're turning the frogs gay. Well, yeah, that's what the American Academy of Pediatrics is saying. They say that these plastics interfere with your hormones. And when we report this stuff from the New York Times or other places, you know, they'll put it in their papers, but they'll put it back on, you know, page 25C of the New York Times because they don't really want you to see this stuff. They'll bury it if they report it at all. We've talked about how SSRIs and other chemicals will continue to go through the water system. They don't get filtered out and they continue to recycle through and increase in intensity. So you see aggressive behavior from these SSRIs and other pharmaceuticals in the in the water. You see aggressive behavior from shrimp, lobster, other aquatic wildlife. You see the hormones that are changing on other animals that are, as you have the plastic stuff, the hormones that come out of that. They talk about the bisphenols that are used on the lining of metal cans, the PFCs used in grease-proof paper and packaging, perchlorates, an anti-static agent used in plastic packaging. And so the American Pediatric Society says avoiding canned food is a great way to reduce your bisphenol exposure in general, and avoiding packaged and processed food is a good way to avoid exposure to these other things. Of course, the American Chemistry Council comes back and says chemicals are critical to protecting the quality and integrity of food. Yeah, right. Okay. And your profits as well. But the doctors say that bisphenol A has a chemical structure that's similar to hormones, which means that they disrupt the endocrine system of the fetus and they interfere with development. They detected chemicals in pregnant women that were estrogenic compounds that came from plastic products, plastic pipes, water bottles. They said infants and children are particularly vulnerable to this because they're eating more food per pound and because their key organ systems are developing. So you mess with their endocrine system, you mess with their hormones, what does it do? Turns the frogs gay. That's all they want to do is talk about that. By mimicking or blocking actions of hormones that are responsible for brain development, development of the sex organs and normal metabolic functions are affected, say the pediatricians. But pay no attention to that. Pay no attention to the warnings about Roundup. Pay no attention to the warnings about smart meters. And, of course, now it's going to be 5G. Don't worry about that, because they have a solution. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about the white helmets on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Paldarco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever, to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, yerba mate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I was just talking about the chemical attacks on us with all the plastic in the food that alters hormones, that affects organ development. Of course, if you survive that, as a Harvard medical doctor, Dr. David Carpenter, said, he has worked in public health for over 18 years. He's talking about electromagnetic fields. We've been talking about this for at least the 6 years that I've been here at InfoWars. I've interviewed several people about the effects of smart meters, but that was yesterday's threat. Today's threat and tomorrow's implementation is going to be 5G, but it's going to be the same thing, except on steroids. But he's talking about smart meters. He said, ample evidence has demonstrated convincingly and consistently that exposure to radio frequency radiation at elevated levels for long periods of time increases the risk of cancer, damages the nervous system, and adversely affects, wait for it, the reproductive organs. So if they can't get you with the hormone altering chemicals in the plastics, they can get you with the radiation, because radiation is surrounding us everywhere. It's not just the smart meters. It's much more intense if they put a meter on your house. And, of course, why would they need to have that, right? I mean, they've got a wire that they are running the electricity to your house. It's totally superfluous. They can send a signal back down that wire. You've got a big wire running to your house. To the extent that you've even had situations where they've talked about delivering cable internet service via the electric utility wires running to your house. If you got a wire, you can put a signal on it. You can multiplex it on there. So why do they need to, at a very high energy level, beam back meter information to a central receiving station? I don't know how they even justify that. I mean, it seems like a really stupid solution from just an engineering standpoint, let alone the health issues that are involved there. But it's been very well documented that all these different types of radiation have an effect to a varying degree. So now they're going to have 5G antennas that are going to be closely spaced in everywhere that they go. And they're not going to be in urban areas. It's going to be in rural and suburban areas as well. Because you have to have your data quickly. Because you're not lonely and isolated enough. We want to get you more lonely, more isolated, because we're going to serve you more data more quickly, and then we're going to irradiate you to a greater degree. And interestingly enough, as he talks about these effects on reproductive organs, on the nervous system, they are accentuated in males. And you can physically measure the spermageddon, the rapid decline in sperm count over the years. So we have these physiological things that are being done, the chemicals, the plastics, and the food, the radiation, and they're going to step it up. They're going to put 5G everywhere, smart cities, things like glyphosates and Roundup. We've had the first trial began this week in California. They got a groundskeeper. They accelerated it to allow him to testify because he's dying of cancer. And He became a groundskeeper for a school in 2012. And within 2 years, he came down with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which these people who are bringing the lawsuit say is closely associated with the use of glyphosate. Trade name is Roundup. This particular one that he was using was called Ranger Pro. They said that Monsanto opted against warning consumers of risks that have been identified by World Health Organizations. They said for the past 40 years, Monsanto has known the primary ingredient in Roundup can produce tumors in lab animals, but they don't talk about that. And so that's now at a court case. Of course, you don't see any reports about that on CNN and Fox, do you? That's where they get their money, is from corporate sponsors like that. So as they have the psychological soft kill to tell us that we don't want to have families, you don't want to have kids, and the Democrats saying, if you got more than two kids, you're an irresponsible breeder, and we're going to tax you. We might allow you to have more than two kids if you exchange credits with a woman who decides not to have kids, just like letting you use energy or whatever. These are the Democrats, the hardcore communists and socialists of the world now. So as they shut down these things, as they gaslight us socially and mentally, they do have a solution here. We've got designer babies on the horizon, a ethics council, quote-unquote ethics council in the UK, has green-lighted genetically edited embryos. This is an influential group of scientists have concluded that it may be morally permissible to genetically engineer human embryos. Now think about this. What makes these scientists qualified in terms of these ethical decisions? I mean, they're scientists. They're not ethicists, number one. I don't know that they have any religious or what their religious or cultural convictions are, if they have any. But the bottom line is that they have a self-interest in this, just like Monsanto has a self-interest in glyphosates and Roundup. These people who are doing this research have a self-interest. You know, Michael Crichton wrote Jurassic Park. He did a very long foreword about why he was writing that novel. Of course, that's all been missed by people who get caught up in the, you know, the dinosaurs and the overall narrative, the visceral aspects of it. But his concern was the fact that there was no ethical oversight to any of this stuff, because the only people who were doing the oversight were the scientists, like we see right here. And they have a vested interest in saying that, well, what I'm doing is okay. It's kind of like the government investigating itself. They don't always do a very good job of that, do they? As a matter of fact, they never do a very good job of that. And these scientists aren't doing a very good job of it. You need to have somebody who is independent, who doesn't have a vested interest in the product, saying this product is fine, whether it's a dangerous chemical or whether it is, genetically engineering humans. They say, of course, it's largely used to cure devastating genetic illnesses or predispositions to cancers or dementia. That's what they're going to say. They said, but it could be used to do cosmetic tweaks. Maybe we want a certain eye color or hair color or skin color, or we want to make the kid smarter or taller or whatever, right? It'll be used eugenically. And they said initially this might involve preventing the inheritance of specific genetic orders. However, it has potential to become an alternative strategy available to parents to achieve a wide range of goals. That's what they're going to do with it. That's what the government is going to do with it. Remember, Aldous Huxley and Brave New World, where they genetically engineered some up and others to be slaves for the rest of their lives. They had hatcheries where they would create these embryos artificially. And that is already happening in the UK as well. Where else, right? Cambridge University scientists create artificial embryo from stem cells. This is 2 days ago. Researchers bypassing the act of fertilization by growing the self-assembling structures in the laboratory. The future doesn't need you. The future doesn't need families. The future doesn't need God, because we've got the government to be God. They will be omniscient, all-powerful, and everywhere in your life. The cells came from mice, they said. The experiment opened up a new frontier in embryo research, but also with major ethical implications. Don't worry, they'll give themselves a rubber stamp and an all clear on the ethical category. One expert said, you know, these artificial embryos made from human stem cells would have to be the subject of an ethical discussion for a couple of minutes. And they say, yeah, you know, I think we could do it. We can make a lot of money off this. Okay, it's good. It's good. We're good with that. All right, when we come back, We're going to talk about what happened in the trade war. And then we're going to talk about the white helmets and what's happening in real war. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
All right, let's shift gear and talk a little bit about the trade talks that happened yesterday and the announcements that came out of it. One of the things that has been a superstar status with President Trump has been deregulation and reduction of taxes. No doubt about it. mean, his even his enemies understand that. They want to talk about Stormy Daniels instead of talking about this. So let's talk about this. Running up to this meeting yesterday between Jean-Claude Juncker, a guy whose father was in the Nazi army, but of course he says, well, he was conscripted, but then of course his father-in-law was a proud Nazi party member. Nevertheless, you know, don't read anything into the fact that the European Union and the Euro were created by the Bilderberg Group that held their first meeting there at the Bilderberg Hotel 10 years to the day after the last Nazi victory at the site of the last Nazi victory and laid the groundwork for having a unified Europe. Because it's not just enough to have a free trade area. You've also got to have political union, and the thing that comes in between those is the euro. That's what they proposed at the Bilderberg Group. The notes of the meeting were released a couple of decades after that to verify that that's what happened. So that's just a little bit of background there. he has openly talked about when you were doing a deal that's very important, it's essential that you lie to other people. So I don't know how much of this stuff is going to be acted upon, but we always try to negotiate these things, even when we're talking to somebody like Little Rocket Man or Jean-Claude Juncker. So as they're running up to this, the headlines yesterday were Trump plans 25% tariff on up to $200 billion in foreign cars. Advisors are helpless to stop him. Somebody stop us from this guy. He's trying to equalize trade everywhere. Of course, you know, what President Trump had said was, hey, look, I'd love to have zero tariffs and zero subsidies. But you guys don't want that, do you? Well, Juncker says, well, maybe we do. Maybe we do. But anyway, so this is running up to it. 25% tariffs and $200 billion. Everybody's saying, what? What's going on? We can't stop him. And then the EU said, well, we're planning $20 billion in retaliatory tariffs. And that was just hours before the meeting. And then what happened? Play video clip number 8.
This is why we agreed today, first of all, to work together towards zero tariffs, zero non-tariff barriers, and zero subsidies on non-auto industrial goods. Thank you.
Bada-bing! There we go. We got a deal. The art of the deal. That's what President Trump said. After a meeting at the White House, Trump and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said that the talks would seek to resolve U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum and Europe's retaliatory duties. So that was a step back. That's kind of what President Trump does. He stokes up the threats. He talks about cars. Cars, that was a raw nerve with him. Because who's running Europe? It's not Brussels. It's Germany. And it says German automobile manufacturers, Mercedes, VW, BMW. Of course, that's one of the reasons why VW was hit with about, I think, effectively now, it's about $30 billion, and one of their executives was jailed, and now they're coming after some of these other guys. That was one aspect of it, trying to come after them. But the biggest part of that was trying to ban internal combustion engines. You know, Volkswagen had not gotten the message. Because they were looking at it from the standpoint of engineering. They said, you know, yeah, these diesel engines, they're a lot more efficient than electric cars. A lot more efficient and a lot more durable and a lot more affordable. And the government said, we don't want that. You don't understand. We don't want that. So even though we've had a lot of situations in the past of exploding cars and exploding airbags, which is an ongoing problem, and flipping SUVs, all these things killing people left and right. What they really get upset about is if you cheat on your emissions tests. Because what they wanted to do was to shut down internal combustion engines. They want those external combustion engines out there. That's what EV stands for. It's not electric. It's external combustion vehicles. And so they're going to generate all that power at a remote power plant where there's a great big smokestack instead of a lot of small emissions coming from small tailpipes. They got one great big smokestack, and it's 50 miles away from where you're going to have to see it, so you feel better about it. No, it's all about their control and their agenda. And Volkswagen got the message. They immediately said, we're not going to sell you any more diesels. And they've got tens of thousands of them sitting out there in the desert, just like Tesla's got thousands of vehicles that they haven't finished, even though they pretend that they're finished, calling them factory gated. They got out of the factory, And then they went into a gated community of Tesla electric cars until they work these things over and make sure that they're not going to fall apart on the customers before they can sell them. They got, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, a lot less now. A lot of them have gotten out of their deposits, but they still got a lot of people waiting for these cars, but they can't deliver them because they're not finished. And this trade war is not finished either, I'm afraid. We'll see. President Trump said, we had a very big day. He said that they had agreed in principle to work towards zero tariffs, towards eliminating all tariffs, all trade barriers, all subsidies relating to non-auto industrial goods. They had no questions at the press conference. This followed a three-hour meeting between the two of them. But the art of the deal has sent stocks sky high. We've had world stocks hit a four-month high after this, after hopes that this has been a breakthrough. And as one commentator on Reason said, did we just dodge a trade war with Europe? See, that's the wrong question. There has been a trade war with Europe for quite some time. It's just been unilateral. There's been a trade war with China for decades. It's just been China bombing our factories and Europe bombing our factories. That's why when President Trump said, I'm holding all the cards because you guys are selling $800 billion more stuff to us from China than we're selling to you. And in Europe, you're selling $150 billion more stuff than we sell to you. And Mexico is like $70 billion more a year. I mean, it's crazy when you look at this. NAFTA and the European trade deals. And the Chinese trade deals, you know, when they have tariffs that are four times or 10 times higher than our tariffs on the same goods, that's a trade war. It's just that we're the idiots who don't understand what's going on. And these people who push free trade, and again, Reason, I agree with them on civil liberties issues, but they're completely wrong about so-called free trade. NAFTA is not free trade. And what the kind of trade that we have with China is not free trade. You don't understand the China price. You don't understand currency manipulation, which is the way that they're going to fight back against President Trump's tariffs. They're going to devalue their currencies. You don't understand what's going on in Europe. You don't understand their tax structure. You don't understand how the Chinese not only demand that stuff be done, manufactured in their countries, and President Trump has taken some of those same types of approaches. Said, well, if that's what they're going to do to us, we're going to do the same thing back to try to equalize things. And yet it's put out there as if he invented the idea of tariffs, as if he invented the idea of subsidies or local content requirement. No, that's what everybody else in the world is doing to us, and we don't do anything. We're the only ones who are giving everything away for free. But they are right in the sense that they said this is probably more accurate to call this a truce rather than an end to the trade war. I agree with that because, quite frankly, I haven't seen any change in the people who have been conducting war against our economy. U.S. farmers were not happy about the fact that President Trump did subsidies. Again, a couple of tactics that China's going to, they're going to devalue the yen, the yuan, I should say, and then they are going to target our agricultural industries for punishment. So President Trump came back and said, well, we're going to give $12 billion worth of assistance. One person who's corn and soybean farmer in Missouri summed up the sentiment in an interview. He said, well, it's nice to know that you're thinking about us, Mr. President, but what we want is a quick return to free trade. We're going to tell you what Kudlow said about that when we come back. And then we're going to get finally into the white helmets in our last segment. So stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, With an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, yerba mate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the ProPure Whole House Filtration System today.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight, I want to get into the final comments here about the trade war and then get into real war. Real war that is going on in Syria and worldwide. Do you realize we're at war, in a shooting war, in virtually every country in the world? We're talking about the fact we have open conflicts. I don't know, 7, 8, 9, I don't know how many countries it is right now that we're openly involved in conflict in. We have this blanket authorization for the use of military force that they claim means that we don't have to have a declaration of war anymore. I don't think so. I'll tell you that they have, besides the AUMF, they have another gaslighting technique to prevaricate around the Constitution, around the law. We're going to get to that in just a moment in our final segment here. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. We have some new products we're announcing today, and they are on 25% discount. They're based around fish oil, various fish oil products, a new line to support your mind and body. We have the Ultimate Fish Oil, the Ultimate Krill Oil, and Honor Roll. All three of these, you can get them 25% off if you buy them individually, or you can get them in a combo pack and get 40% off. We still have discounted our new Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. And, of course, this is the first time we've had a silver product that is designed from the get-go for topical use. We have Silver Bullet, which is our colloidal silver. You can take that internally. That's $9.95, as a matter of fact, on sale. And then we have our Super Blue products, which is a dental line that has a couple of flavors of toothpaste, a mouthwash, and even a spray that you can use as a you can use that topically. But, of course, it remains a liquid, and it can kind of roll off. I've used even the colloidal silver, Silver Bullet, for when I get minor cuts and scrapes. But it's not as good as having something that is a gel for topical use, and that's what a Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel is. And you can get that now at 25% off. Nano Silver to protect you against minor cuts, burns, scrapes. It's always important to do that, to nip that infection that you might get from a cut in the bud. I mean, read the articles about the number of times that people have gotten flesh-eating bacteria with just a paper cut. I mean, that kind of stuff happens. So I don't ever take a chance. Whenever I get a cut, I always put some silver on it. Now we have a topical gel for that, 25% off. Finally, we have Brain Force. My favorite supplement is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Many other things on sale. Take a look at the site. We really do appreciate and need your support. One other thing I want to say as we talk about the trade deals, and that is, you know, President Trump throwing out, look, I'm going to go up on tariffs, and Juncker says, well, we're going to reply with that too. And, of course, he doesn't have any cards in this fight because they're up $150 billion. And so when everybody else is reporting that this is a major victory, when the stock market is excited and goes up a tremendous amount, the headlines on CNN are, why Trump blinked. That's the CNN. This is CNN, folks. So we got EU tariffs that are four times higher than the U.S. And when they send products over here to us, they remove all their internal taxes, their VAT tax and all that kind of stuff, if it's coming into the United States. Of course, our internal income taxes follow our products into their markets to compete with them. But they remove their internal taxes, and then they put tariffs that are four times or more on our products as they're coming in. Hence, we have a $150 billion a year trade deficit with them. And when President Trump gets the EU Commission president to come here and promise that he's going to reduce stuff, CNN puts it out as Trump blinking. This is CNN. This is the way these guys roll. And when we talk about the $12 billion in farm subsidies, Kudlow says, nobody's really thrilled about this, folks. He says, we don't like the idea of subsidies. This is a tactic in a trade war that was started and escalated by the Chinese. It's simply temporary. It is a temporary tactic. And so that's where this is going at this current moment. Let's talk now about the real wars that are happening that the press doesn't want to talk about. We had some updates, of course. We had on Sunday the white helmets rescued by Israel. And that was kind of interesting. That told us a lot of different things, validated a lot of different things for us, if you stop and think about it. But let's go back to the history of this a little bit. Remember that after they were the ones that had been caught staging this false flag attack, the last one, the most recent one. Of course, we've had three of these now. The one that happened in Douma was on the one-year anniversary, practically, of the previous false flag attack in Syria that was identified as gas. It was an intense bombing campaign in an area that had been contested by ISIS and the Syrian government for a couple of years, as the Syrian government was doing an intense bombing campaign to that area. It became so intense that people were suffocating from the dust. People were being brought in. As you had Robert Fisk go in and do reports, the doctors told him that people were coming in, they couldn't breathe. And finally, some guy in a white hat comes in and goes, it's a gas attack. And that's what everybody ran with. And he said it wasn't a gas attack. He said we were treating them. It wasn't gas. It was dust. They were dying from the dust. But that's severe enough. But it was not a gas attack. But that was used by Nikki Haley. It was used by Theresa May and others. And we launched strikes in there. It's part of that. Now, I think after President Trump realized that he'd been pwned by Nikki Haley's lies and Theresa May's lies, he cut the funding to the White Helmets. who had staged this event, who had pushed this narrative. They're a propaganda organization. They're not a humanitarian organization, and they're allied with ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They're not the good guys. They're not wearing white hats. They're simply white helmets. So going back to May the 4th, we saw the U.S. suspended aid to the Syrian humanitarian group known as the White Helmets. It was confirmed by the State Department at that time to ABC News. It's part of a $200 million package of aid to Syria that was frozen in March. The White Helmets are an all-volunteer emergency medical services group that responds to bombings and airstrikes in Syria, said ABC News. And they would be lying to you about that. And so fast forward, after they defended the State Department and spokespersons for the State Department saying, well, we're going to withhold $33 million from these people. Well, we've given them $33 million to date. Then 6 weeks later, we see the State Department has reauthorized that money for the White Helmets. Out of that $200 million that they said they're going to suspend, they reauthorized a set aside for the White Helmets. That was not good. So that was June 14th. The State Department said that they strongly supported the White Helmets. Yes, we know that. You've given them lots of money. Along with the UK, you helped to create them. That $200 million pledge, by the way, had been made by Rex Tillerson when he was Secretary of State in February, just before he was fired by President Trump. So there is this battle that is going on in Washington. I don't think that Trump has been gaslighted. I think this is the deep state that keeps pushing this stuff back in. Nevertheless, what happened on Sunday was the White Helmets were rescued by Israel via Golan Heights in an overnight operation. They evacuated 800 White Helmet members and their families from southern Syria in an operation that took them briefly into Israeli territory, then on to Jordan, where they were expected to be resettled. Wait for it. Britain, Canada, Germany, according to officials in Amman. So what are you going to do with your ISIS terrorists? You're going to bring them into those areas, aren't you? You see, when Robert Fisk went there and he was told by the people, he was told by a little boy, pretend that you've been gassed. He was told by the doctors nobody was gassed. It was the White Helmets who started yelling gas and so forth. So Robert Fisk, as a good reporter, said, well, I went to get the statements from the White Helmets and they had all bugged out of town because they only hang around places that are ISIS strongholds and Al-Qaeda strongholds, places that are funded by our military. They said a number of journalists and analysts asked the obvious million-dollar question, why evaluate only these 800 people? Why? Why just them and their families? Seth Frantzman said, 800 White Helmets and families are being evacuated? You look at their families, that's got to be at least 3,000 or 4,000, maybe 5,000. You know, they've got like average of 4 or 5 kids per family, like a typical Muslim family. Why specifically just this group and family and not other civilians? The West and the group's leadership, reports Zero Hedge, have long claimed that it is nothing but a humanitarian non-governmental organization that's devoted to rescuing Syrians in the midst of war. But far from being a neutral NGO, they have from its conception been funded by Western governments, now protected by Western governments, and they have been used for propaganda. CBS wrote, the officials said the White Helmets, who have enjoyed backing from the United States and other Western nations for years, were likely to be targeted by Syrian forces.
Uh-huh.
And Netanyahu is saying that Trump and Trudeau asked Israel to help take out the White Helmets. So we'll see what happens with that. Russia, meanwhile, says, well, it speaks for itself. Now we know who they're working for, the people who rescued them. And I haven't even gotten to the Commandos Without Borders, the global growth of U.S. Special Forces. That's right, folks. We're fighting with just about everybody that isn't in NATO. Literally, a hot war going on with virtually everybody. Well, that's it for our program. We'll get into that tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.